Welcome to Whiskey Cast, the Cask Strength podcast featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie. This is episode number 48 for July 8th, 2006. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll look at a whiskey that had a lot of potential, but wasn't traditional enough.
Well, it was the use of the highest quality cooperage oak in the world and the manner in which we used it.
That's John Glazer of Compass Box, who has pulled his controversial Spice Tree vatted malt off the market after talks with the Scotch Whiskey Association. First, let's look at the news. What may be the most expensive Ardbeg release is headed for a few store shelves. Ardbeg will release a 40-year-old expression distilled in 1965 at a price tag of £2,000. That's $3,700 or nearly 2,900 euros a bottle. I'll have more details in an upcoming episode. Highland Park is releasing a limited edition bottling to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Orkney Arts Festival. 500 bottles of the 12-year-old single malt will be available at the distillery and through the Highland Park website. If you're in the New York area, look for specially labeled bottles of Jim Beam Bourbon. The bottles honor firefighters killed 5 years ago in the World Trade Center attack, and part of the proceeds will go to a scholarship fund for the children of New York City firefighters. The famous grouse now has a new nest on the web. The Edrington Group has put together a new website for its flagship blended whiskey. Brand manager Wendy Cormack says the new site is a reflection of what makes the famous grouse unique.
The main sort of values and essence of the brand personality are that it's naturally quirky, it's naturally unconventional, and the brand itself has a strong sense of kinship. And it's a key value of the brand. Basically, Scots see their family and their friends and those who are close to them as being kin. So kinship is that sense of welcoming and inclusion and that whole idea of acceptance into the fold. And as I'm sure you're aware, the Scots are a very close-knit race. It goes back to the times of the clans. So by sharing our favourite Scottish whiskey, we invite you to sort of join in and share the spirit of kinship. And that was really the rationale behind the new website as well.
There's also an online lesson with famous grouse master blender John Ramsey. You'll find a link at the Whiskey Cast website. Here's another recommendation from the Whiskey Cast Book Club. Swedish whiskey lover Park Haldenby has written The Enthusiast's Guide to Enjoying Malt Whiskey.
The book is meant to be a private sort of commentary and fact-finding source for anyone really interested in whiskey. So I think that anyone with a remote interest in whiskey can find some things of interest in there. I think perhaps that it's directed more towards the somewhat learned whiskey enthusiasts.
The book's available by mail order through Royal Mile Whiskies and Loch Fyne Whiskies. Another distillery veteran is retiring. Ron Lowe spent more than 30 years as the head brewer at Glengoyne. In recent years, he served as the distillery's lead tour guide. His retirement present was whiskey distilled in his first year at Glengoyne, 1967. If you've ever wondered how a distillery really works and you're not satisfied with a tour, Jeff Topping of Wild Scotsman is giving you a chance to experience life inside the distillery. Jeff is hosting the Wild Scotsman Whiskey School at Blaadnock Distillery in October, and you'll actually do everything from mashing to filling the casks. It's how Jeff got his start back in 2002.
When you get down and dirty with Scotch malt whiskey and see it and breathe it, it's a totally different experience. And for me, obviously now is a life-changing experience. I mean, that first time I nosed the whiskey right out of that cask, I could not believe it. It was amazing.
I'll have more on the Wild Scotsman School on the next episode of Whiskey Cast. There's a link to the Wild Scotsman website at whiskeycast.com. And if you tell Jeff you heard about it here, there's a special surprise in store for you. On the calendar of events, New York City's Brandy Library will hold one of its regular spirit schools on July 25th. Boonehaven Distillery Manager John McClellan will lead a tasting at the wine shop in Leek, Staffordshire on July 28th. Cadenheads in Amsterdam will hold a whiskey tasting on August 4th, and the Dundee Dell in Omaha, Nebraska will hold a tasting event on August 6th. Just a couple of the whiskeys on that menu, Beaumont Black, Glenfarclas 1961, and a Brooklotte Valinch. There's a complete calendar of whiskey events on the WhiskeyCast website. Earlier this year, Whiskey Magazine named John Glazer of Compass Box as its Innovator of the Year. But that honor came just as John was in the middle of discussions with the Scotch Whiskey Association about his latest innovation. We talked about the Spice Tree Vatted Malt back in episode 11 of WhiskeyCast in January. What made it unique was John's method for getting more contact between the wood and the whiskey.
We borrowed a technique from the wine industry that's been widely used for several decades. And we bought barrel inserts of the highest quality cooperage oak you can buy in France. We had it heavily toasted, and we put them inside our barrels, had the coopers fit them into the barrels, and then we did a second maturation of the whiskies in that way. That's not been done, the Scotch Whiskey Association tells us, in Scotch whiskey, and it's not traditional practice in their minds, and so they asked us to stop it because of that.
While the idea has been used for years in the wine industry, David Williamson of the SWA says it's just not part of whiskey tradition.
We've welcomed the constructive discussions we've had with Compass Box about this particular product, and we've sought to be as helpful as possible in providing guidance on the complex legal issues that are involved. And the background, of course, is that the production of Scotch whisky is controlled, not only by the Scotch Whisky Act and order, but also by European legislation, which governs the production of all whiskies in the EU. And these laws set out a fairly detailed process by which Scotch whisky must be produced, and the definition is founded on that it's to protect traditional practice. Now, over time, the association has looked at a wide variety of different practices which might be used, and senior legal counsel's advice has been sought and confirmed by a judgment of the High Court, and that is that when a particular practice is neither specifically permitted or specifically forbidden, its legality is to be determined by reference to traditional practice. Now, looking at the use of inner staves for maturation purposes, part of senior legal counsel's advice is that the use of oak chips or staves or additional oak structures within casks is not permitted under existing legislation, as neither their use nor the way they affect the spirit complies with traditional practice within the Scotch whisky industry.
The association represents 95% of Scotland's distillers, and even though Compass Box is not a member, the association still has the power to bring legal action to enforce the UK and European laws.
This legislation is in place to protect spirits with a well-established reputation, such as Scotch whisky, against practices which may change the character of the product. Now, we understand the current legal position is not what Compass Box would wish, and of course the option remains for the industry to seek to amend the legislation on this particular point. But I have to say that we detect no enthusiasm among SWA members, which account for more than 95% of the industry, to do that.
And as a result, Compass Box will stop producing the Spice Tree, even though it was the fastest selling whiskey in the company's 5-year history.
In this case, their interpretation of the laws around what Scotch whisky is and how it can be matured is different from our interpretation. But we've had to, because they do have some power and certainly more legal might than we, we've decided, we'll continue to negotiate. We believe what we're doing is right. We believe what we're doing is within the law. We believe it's good for Scotch whisky, but we'll respect their feelings while we continue to negotiate.
While this is a setback for Compass Box, John Glazer is still coming up with new ideas.
We've got all sorts of things. I'm currently putting on the finishing touches to a whisky that we've been asked to make for Canada. It'll be sold in Ontario. It'll be a limited edition malt called Magic Cask. We've got a whiskey called Oak Cross, a malt whiskey that will be released in September, October time this year around the world, which will be quite exciting. And we've also got this other crazy project in the works that you should see the light of day before the end of the calendar year, but I don't want to tell you too much about it because it's quite different and quite exciting, and just in case we don't get it out until next year, I don't want to get people's hopes up too high. But we're working hard.
And when John's ready to unveil that new whiskey, you'll hear about it here on WhiskeyCast. Meanwhile, I'd like to hear from you. My email address is comments@whiskeycast.com. Finally, I'd like to correct a couple of errors from previous episodes. Last time around, I incorrectly referred to the Glasgow City Marketing Council. In fact, it's the Glasgow City Marketing Bureau. And while the re-release of Ennius MacDonald's book Whiskey is not officially scheduled until October, copies are now available through Royal Mile Whiskies. That's all for this edition. WhiskeyCast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2006, and comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.